Today's broadcast made possible in part by Bolt Internet. They're our service provider for today's broadcast as we're live on the balcony of the Jersey Lily Saloon overlooking Whiskey Row. The parade will start here in about 2 hours. The courthouse plaza lighting at about 7 hours. If you'd like to come join us, it's a beautiful day in Prescott and a beautiful, beautiful setting to get you in the Christmas spirit. Today's this hour's music has been local musician Nick Canuel. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Oh, no, thank you. What are you strumming there?
James Gang, Walk Away.
Good for wrapping up the hour. We have some text questions coming in that we've been communicating off a line with. We wanted to know manufacturer. We don't know brand manufacturers very well. We're not really in a place to give an endorsement. I can tell you we're happy with the Cavco. It's a 02 that we're in right now.
One of the larger locally manufactured units, for sure.
And looking at Cavco's website, they actually, their Fleetwood, they're about, the other four brands I'm familiar with was all under the Cavco brand. So they've got a number of different lines. There is a texter wanted to know about, what about metal buildings for a casita? Could I use a metal building? And my question back to them is if you're going to air condition it, because if you are, your insulation is going to be your X factor. You could put I've foam insulation on the walls, but that looks horrible on the interior, especially after a couple of years. So now you're putting drywall or another finished product on your interior. What are you going to do for your ceilings? But if you're just looking for a garage space that you put a vap cooler on the ground and turn on and blow some cool air, that's another great option.
And I'll tell you, in all of these options, the first place you want to go is your local building regulatory agency, whether it's the city or the county. And check with them. And, of course, if you're in a homeowner association, you need to check with them as to what they will or won't allow. Take a caller that's been on hold for a while?
Yes. We've got a gentleman in Mesa who wants to talk about leveling one that's about 10 years old. Welcome to the program, sir. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, good morning. I did move out of a 12x60 trailer, but my wife is disabled. She needs something bigger, so we got a 32x60 Cavco home, which I'm completely satisfied with. But I was wondering, I did notice a little crack from the top of the house where it connects to the wall. It's about a 16th of an inch wide, and I see these flyers coming around about leveling your homes, and I was just wondering how, you know, if it is a waste of money or it should be done or what. It doesn't seem to be getting any bigger after the 3-4 years, and just wondering about leveling. And
well,
one other quick thing, the manufactured homes is very well built. I have a 5-ton AC, and it's 1,980 square feet. My highest bill AC, I think, was $260 in August from SRP. So
can't
I
beat that.
It's doing pretty good. But anyways,
well, listen, given the fact that it's only a 16th of an inch, I don't think you have a thing to worry about. Watch it. You say it hasn't grown in the last 3 or 4 years. A 16th of an inch crack is a shrinkage crack, not necessarily an indication of any structural stress. Let's bring our listener in who joined us, Bart, who's joined us live here in Jersey Lily, who has purchased a home in Humboldt. How did you find out about Rosie on the House? How did you ever find us?
The two radio stations I listen to are KJAZ, the public radio station from Phoenix, and WKTR for more local news. And I just happened to be listening one morning, and there you were.
You can tell he's from the East Coast because he said WKTR. It is all K's out here.
KT,
east of the Mississippi, every radio station starts with a W. West of the Mississippi, they all start with a K.
Oh, I didn't know that was a rule. I knew there was both, but
it's the Mississippi River's the dividing line on that. Well, Bart, we appreciate you dropping by, and thank you for letting us know how we've been able to help you in your progression of finishing this structure that you've bought, now turning it into your home.
You're welcome. I appreciate the advice every Saturday morning.
Well, stay tuned in and let us know anytime we can help. And, again, thank you for taking the time to drive up here from Humboldt and joining us here at Rosie on the House.
You're welcome.
All right. Folks, we're broadcasting live. We've been highlighting all morning long the beautiful city of Prescott, Arizona. We've got the designation here of being the official, the only official Christmas city of the state of Arizona, as so designated by Governor Rose Mofford. We're broadcasting from the Jersey Lily Saloon on Whiskey Row. We'll be watching the parade that starts at 1, goes 1 to 3. Then we'll be at the Courthouse Plaza lighting starting at 6. We'd like to thank our lodging accommodations being provided for the Rosie on the House team this weekend by the Marriott Residence Inn of Prescott Valley. They also own the Spring Hill Suites in downtown Prescott, two of our absolutely favorite places. We've stayed there so often, they finally just asked us, hey, can't we just comp you a room or two? You bring up a whole team all the time and stay with us, and love the two facilities. So if you're traveling to Prescott, those are the two the Romeros love. Look them up. Take a look at it and see if that, too, can't be your lodging of choice when traveling to beautiful Prescott, Arizona. Hope to see you here. Rosie on the House is covering the first 100 guests that show up at Charlotte Hall Museum for the Christmas Historic Celebration event tonight after the Courthouse Square. At that particular event, children are entered free. Hope to see y'all there.